Okay, the first patient we're going to do is
going to be related by the name of
Estefana, E-S-T-E-F-A-N-A, Salinas, S-A-L-I-N-A-S, 11-28-29.
Salinas is a 94-year-old woman
with advanced dementia. Her dementia has caused her to be very aggressive. She has behavioral issues. She has ADL dependency. She has lost a tremendous amount of weight. She lives with her daughter, who is her primary caregiver. She's weak, has muscle weakness. When her daughter tries to change her, she starts becoming combative to the point that her daughter has to wear a helmet not to get hurt, period. In the paragraph, she recently was seen by her primary care physician, Dr. Hector Ubaldo, who has placed her on hospice with end-stage dementia, renal insufficiency, and multiple other issues and problems, period. In the paragraph, she's originally from Matamoros, Mexico. She's been in the U.S. since 1981. Her husband died of prostate cancer some time ago, period. In the paragraph, she's never been a heavy smoker or drinker. She has 9 children, 3 living at this time, period. Surgical history includes hernia surgery and hysterectomy, period. Her date of birth, by the way, is, oh, I told you. Patient's recent lab work showed a creatinine of 2.1, H&H of 8.7, 28.5. Patient has had history of recurrent falls, change in mentation, aggressive behavior, fetal edema, decreased appetite, not eating. Patient only can handle pureed diet, symptoms of aspiration. Patient recently was seen by her renal specialist, who told her family to leave her alone, in quotation. And her primary care physician has subsequently put her on hospice at this time. Period. Patient also has a pacemaker. Her pacemaker was to run out of battery in December, and the cardiologist told them that she's living on borrowed time, and the pacemaker will probably last another 3 or 4 months, period. Other medical issues include hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hyperthyroidism, end-stage dementia, gastroesophageal reflux, diverticulosis, hypothyroidism, and renal disease, stage 4. Family history. As was mentioned above, medication, amlodipine 10 milligram once a day, losartan 100 milligram a day, hydrochlorothiazide 50 milligram a day. She used to be on Namenda, but she was taken off the Namenda because of her end-stage dementia. Namenda is not shown to show any improvement. She was on Seroquel at one time for behavioral issue, but it made her wild, her daughter, and she has not been given her any medication, period. The family is in desperate need of help at home because of the fact that she doesn't sleep. She's combative, she has behavioral issues. She wanders in the house, period. Her anemia is related to her renal insufficiency, as is her leg swelling, period. On examination, the patient was found to be combative. Her O2 sat was 96%, blood pressure 189 over 87, pulse is 62, efebrile, heart, positive, small positive is 2, with a loud systolic murmur, most likely aortic stenosis, lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen, soft, non-tender, lower extremity, 3 plus edema, neurological, confused, demented, agitated, combative, but no lateralizing symptoms. Lab work, as above, recent DVT studies showed no evidence of DVT. Assessment, 94-year-old woman with end-stage dementia, as it's demonstrated by increased confusion. Patient is no longer oriented to person, place, or time. She does not recognize her daughter. She's combative. Her daughter has to wear a helmet to be able to put on, to clean patient's diapers and her poop, period. She eats very little. She has symptoms of aspiration. She's totally ADL dependent. She's anemic, she's weak, she has pilled edema, both related to renal insufficiency as well as high output failure related to anemia, as well as protein calorie malnutrition. Her last albumin was around 3. That was a few months ago, period. Hypothyroidism, next number. Not a candidate for blood work and or TSH. Next number, status post pacemaker. Next number, 6 sinus syndrome. Next number, pacemaker is out of battery. The cardiologist does not feel like she's a candidate for battery replacement. Overall prognosis is quite grave. She most likely has few days to weeks to live, hence is very hospice appropriate with frequent falls as well as end-stage symptoms of dementia, period. The daughter is concerned about patient's edema. I've recommended that possibly stop in hydrochlorothiazide and placing her on low-dose Lasix, but again, because the fact that this is multifactorial, I do not believe that's going to make much change in the amount of edema in the lower extremity. In her lower extremity, next number, DVT has been ruled out. Thank you.